tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. Johnson. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
What's up, AfterBuzzers? Welcome to the season finale of Survivor, season 30, Survivor Worlds Apart. I'm your host, Jeff Thurm. As you can see, I'm all by my lonesome today in studio. But luckily, I have you guys. I have the chat open right here. So please, if you are watching live, send me your thoughts. Let's keep the conversation going. Also, if you've been discussing the show with me on using the hashtag ABTVSurvivor on Twitter, I'll be checking in through there as well. As always, please, you know, follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Jeff_Thurm. Make sure you're following AfterBuzz TV. Make sure you're having the conversation with us for this show, hashtag ABTV Survivor. But for all of your shows, use the certain show's hashtag so that you can keep the conversation going with the hosts. Check us out on iTunes. Check us out on SoundCloud. Give us ratings. Leave us comments. We love hearing from you guys. Last week was my birthday, and I want to spend a very, very, very special thank you to all of you who wished me a happy birthday. This was my first birthday. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. This is my first birthday after, as an AfterBuzz host, and I got an overwhelming amount of happy birthday wishes from you guys, and it made my day. So thank you all so much for that. It blew me away. As you can see, I am wearing a blue collared shirt to represent our winner for this evening. So congratulations, Mike. We have a lot to get to before we even get to the winner, but I just wanted to say that I am wearing the shirt to represent him. Also, a quick note, I do want to apologize on behalf of Nando, James, Mark, and myself for there being, different panelists each week. It hasn't necessarily been consistent, and I know a lot of you guys have been a little bit annoyed about that. So I do want to apologize. Next season, hopefully we can get a schedule that works better for all of us. You guys have a consistent panel. I know that's what you guys want. So we will do better next season. Now, let's dive into a pretty epic finale of a pretty insane season. As always, you know, we got to go back in time to last week to kind of discuss what happened in Tribal Council. Everyone was gunning for Carolyn to be sent home, but Dan pulled out his advantage. And, some people knew what it was, some people didn't, but everyone was pretty shocked when he used it. And as soon as he used it, Mama C knew that it was time for her to play her immunity idol. So she did that, and she saved herself, which, you know, very smart move. She knew what she had to do. And Dan was sent home, and he was not happy. But then, starting with this episode, we get to more people who aren't happy, who are pissed that Mama C had this immunity idol and didn't tell them. Rodney is huffing and puffing. How can you say that we're on an alliance and you use your immunity idol? She's like, dude, you just tried to kick us. You just tried to vote me out. Like, how can you be mad? So typical Rodney of just like everyone just playing the victim and being all pissed off. But he just voted for her to leave. So so funny to me that that would happen. Of course, Mama C, you know, she's got to play this game. As she said herself, she, as a white collar, always has plan A and then contingency plan B and C. So she's schmoozing with the people that just kicked her out, but she's also then goes and talks to Mike about their plan in order to get into the finals. I'm going to quickly check in to see what you guys have to say. You think Dan misused his extra vote? I disagree with you, because I think regardless, I'm pretty sure Carolyn would have used her idol. So I think Dan would have gone home no matter what. Okay, so that's pretty much all you guys are talking about so far. Will's apologies. Yeah, we'll get to their apologies and all that stuff in the reunion a little bit later. So we get to the reward. Another really difficult reward challenge. They have really kind of this one was tricky, but the last one was way harder. They have to go under a net. They have to shuffleboard these tiles to hit a pan, and they got to carry the tiles on a machete to get into a puzzle. And then they have to find the matching puzzle pieces to get a code, and then they have to unlock it. And for this reward, the people get extra time with their loved ones. And if you didn't cry or tear up when the loved ones come out after 35, 36 days, it's just such an emotional part for me always. We see Carolyn's husband come out. We see Mike's mom come out. We see Rodney's dad come out. We see Sierra's dad come out. And we still see Will's wife come out. This was a really, really interesting moment because Rodney said that he has – being on Survivor has finally made him at peace with his sister's loss. And you can't put a price on coming to peace with that. I lost my father about a year ago, and I'm not good with it, but, you know, I know what losing someone feels like. And it seems like Rodney had a really, really, really hard time with that. And $1 million is nothing in comparison to finally coming to peace with losing a loved one. So Rodney still walks away, you know, a winner from all of this. So congratulations to him for finding peace. We also see Will's wife come out, and Will, out of nowhere, for the first time in the entire season, he finally has got some life in him. He's finally ready to play this game. This love fuels him. So when we get started on the Survivor Challenge, we see Will in first place for the very first time, and Jeff even calls him out, which was so funny. I think he said something like, "Will's in first for the first time all season," which was so funny. But I mean, come on, let's be real. I don't think anyone expected that lead to last very long. So they're going, it's pretty neck and neck all, you know, the whole time. Mike's killing it with, you know, with the pieces. He doesn't drop the pieces once, I don't think. So he gets all of his. Sierra catches up really, really fast. But like he's been slaying all season, Mike wins the immunity. So he gets the reward with his mom. Or excuse me, he wins the reward. So he wins time with his mom, and he also wins time, extra time and advantage for the immunity challenge. So now I'm going to check in with you guys and see what you guys are talking about. Allie, yeah, the family members, I lost it too. Definitely started tearing up. I agree. Mike's practice during the reward, Lovisa definitely helped him. I think it was almost a little bit unfair. Shirin was amazing at jury. I can't wait to talk about that. The challenge advantage was a bit unfair. It allowed him to feel the whole course. But how sweet was it, his mom? I mean, she felt so bad that she ruined it for him. So I'm so happy that Mike actually won more for the sake of his mom, because if he had lost, she would have felt so bad and so guilty that she's the reason he lost. So I'm more glad that he won for his mom's sake than for his. But it did seem a little bit unfair for him to kind of be able to feel it out. Someone else just, Hannah, I'm glad Mike won the reward since no one was talking to him. Yeah, he was having some trouble. Thanks, Bria. Saul, hey, man, welcome. Saul is always tweeting at me, so thanks for joining the conversation today. Will was like Popeye with spinach. That is so funny. That's exactly what happened. That's amazing. Let's go into, so Mike wins immunity. It was a pretty insane challenge. Once Mike and Rodney kind of bumped into each other, I was nervous that Rodney was just going to kind of carry on and follow Mike the whole time, which he kind of started to do. But then you started hearing everyone helping each other out, which Mike was just like, all right, like still on my own. So, I mean, poor guy was really on his own for such a long time. And eating rice and beans for 39 days is got to be tough enough. These challenges have got to wear you out. But, like, I can't imagine being stuck with some of these people for that long. Like, this game is so hard. Just to be stuck on an island with some of these people, or a coast, or whatever, a beach, with some of the most annoying people. And as seasons go on, casting needs to ramp up so that they're epic characters. Like, I love my coworkers. I love my friends. But, like, sometimes you just need space, you know? Like, sometimes you just gotta, like, walk away. Allie, I know you're gonna comment on that one. I love you. Sometimes you can't be around the same people 24/7 for all of that time. And then to see the raw footage that Jeff showed us in the reunion, like, the fact that the amount that we don't see of just the downtime and just sitting around, it's like, oh my God, how could you do that? So, poor Mike's all on his own. But he does win immunity, which is awesome. So Carolyn then says this is the first time in 37 days that she's felt uncomfortable because she doesn't have her immunity idol. She kept it secret. This is the first time she really had to use it. And I can't imagine having that security all season and then all of a sudden being like, I could be up on the chalking block. Let's see what you guys are talking about. It's sad that his mom had that feeling. Yeah, it was. If Mike had not won the show, he would have been asked for Cycle 31. That doesn't surprise me. It does surprise me that Carolyn wasn't asked back, though. I kind of thought she would be. But I also feel like maybe people thought that she was going to win, so maybe they just didn't vote for her. And they didn't want to, like, lose their vote. Mike was my first. Too much drama to squeeze in the rites of passages. They need to start doing the right. What do you guys mean? What am I? Oh, do I miss the rites of passages? To be completely honest, I haven't watched Survivor in a couple seasons, and I'm kind of, my memory's lapsing on what exactly the rites of passages was. So I'm sorry that I can't remember what it is, but if you guys explain to me, maybe it'll come back to me. Sorry. So we're back at camp and Mike and Rodney, or Mike starts talking to the girls about getting Rodney out. The girls are scheming against the guys and the guys are scheming against the girls. And basically Mike knows, you know, he's kind of going to be the swing vote here to decide what's going to happen. Rodney says to vote for Sierra. Sierra and Rodney are the two people on the chopping block, and Sierra makes this pitch that she should be the one to stay because she's the stronger player. And sometimes Jeff can be kind of annoying in the stuff that he says, kind of like misleading or kind of guiding these people to vote a certain way. But he just calls Sierra out. He's like, why would anybody vote for you to stay at this point? And she's thinking that being a strong player is a good reason to stay, but not the right thing to say when you're getting down to the final couple of people. So Sierra is voted out, which doesn't really surprise me because, you know, it's time to whittle down to the bad players so that you can, you know, guarantee yourself in the finals. So now we're in the finale. We are at the immunity challenge, and holy moly, this challenge looked exhausting. That water slide, I would do that water slide for days. Those stairs, though, running up those stairs, like, no, thank you. They were all looked like they were going to die by the third time they were going up those stairs. Carolyn thought Carolyn was going to pass out. Will was just flopping down the water slide. Then to go through that thing and to get the bags and to do it all over again. Oh, God, I was exhausted for them. But again, Mike is absolutely crushing it. He gets started on his puzzle and, there's some tension. Who's going to win? Who's going to win? But of course, Mike pulls through and then it's time to get to, the immunity challenge, to tribal council. And this was an interesting part because Mike promised that he was going to vote to keep Carolyn in, and I'm very curious as to why. Carolyn was his biggest threat in the finale. So I'm really surprised that he didn't want to – why he wouldn't vote for Carolyn to leave. Like, I get that he said that he wanted a strong player in the end and he would feel better losing for to her than to Rodney. But Rodney would have been – Rodney, Will, and Mike would have been a much better guarantee of him winning than bringing Carolyn in. But regardless, he still decided to keep Carolyn in, and because of that, we have a tie. I was jumping up and down. I was screaming at my TV. I was like going nuts when this tie happened. It was so insane. And then this fire making challenge. I cannot believe that after 30 plus days, that these two couldn't start a fire. It really goes to show how much or how little they didn't bring to camp. You know, if Joe is in that fire challenge, he would have been, you know, it would have been up in seconds. Same with Mike. And Rodney was all pissed off after he was eliminated, calling, you know, Mike a redneck and saying all these awful things and awful, you know, terms about him. But the fire challenge took them about an hour, right? Neither of them could really get anything going. They're breaking the flints. Rodney finally gets a fire going, but it's all the coconut husk, so he's got nothing. But we do see Carolyn's fire go. She's stacking the sticks, and she absolutely kills it. Her fire wins. And because of the tie, you know, I was a little shocked, like I said, that Mike voted for Carolyn to stay. But I do think after that challenge, I'm glad Carolyn was the one to move on, because in a challenge, she deserved to be there. And Rodney, I'm glad, got sent home based off of not being able to, you know, even start a fire. So let's go ahead and scroll back a little bit to see what you guys are saying. Yeah, sometimes you do just need time for yourself. Rodney should have worked on the fire when Mike was yelling at him. I thought Carolyn would have gotten more votes. I thought Carolyn would have gotten more votes in the end too, but we're not there yet. The walk by the torches. Yeah, that would have been cool. Mike wants Rodney out because he knew he couldn't beat Rodney. It was obvious. Mike is a classic floater that Rachel Riley would say, floaters get your vests. But in the finale, we saw that Rodney would not have gotten more votes. So in the finale, it's interesting to see how people say they would have voted. Obviously, so much can change. But let's keep it going. I agree. He should have taken Rodney. Mike was not a floater. Mike wasn't a floater at all. Mike was by himself. He was killing everything. He was killing every challenge by himself. No one was taking him with him. He was playing the game by himself. Mike was manipulating things on both ends. Puzzle didn't look hard at the end. Dan was helping Rodney, but got upset. Okay, so we get to the jury, and we have Mike, and we have Rodney. Sorry, we have Mike, we have Mama C, and we have Will. First up is Joe, who just says he wants no BS. I kind of expected more out of Joe. He's like, just be real with us. But then he doesn't ask anyone questions, so I thought that was kind of weird. Haley asks Carolyn about what it was like to be a mom on the tribe. Oh, okay. Thanks, Haley, for your input. Rodney asks to Will, how are you being real? This whole competition, this whole, like, Rodney keeping it real thing, I don't really get what that was all about. He asked Carolyn what her power moves were, and Carolyn says getting Tyler out, getting Dan out, and then Sierra out was all her. Tyler says to Mike, you put everyone on the jury. You were paranoid. What do you do to deserve it? And then Mike has a very genuine moment where he says he genuinely doesn't think that he is as real of a person as he thought he was. He thought he was playing a good social game. He thinks he's a nice guy, but maybe this was a wake-up call that he isn't as genuine as he thinks he is. So I thought that was a really real moment for Mike, and like that he admitted that. then this is what I was looking forward to when Tyler talks to Carolyn and he says, I protected you for 30 days. I'm gutted. What can you give me that will redeem yourself? And she says, you are my most difficult vote. It hurts. Survivor makes you do things to get to this point that you may not want to do. Otherwise, you're on the jury. Carolyn and Tyler had a bond from day one. I was really, really shocked and disappointed in Carolyn when she did vote for Tyler. But at the same time, Carolyn has a point. There's a very good chance Tyler would have won this whole thing if he had made it. So she had to do what she had to do. It sucks when, you know, you're voting your friends out and your allies out. Sierra, who brought out all the stops with her makeup and her fashion, she looked good, but she had to make up for some lost time with some of her makeup and her eyelashes and her hair. I think she may have, I don't know. She looked good though. I'm not trying to talk smack. I like this question actually by Sierra. Will, which trait did you wish that you had from each of them? Will says that he likes Mike's work ethic, but not his approach. And he said he likes Carolyn's ability to analyze things. Thought that was a pretty real answer. Probably the smartest thing Will said all season. Then Jen, our girl, Jen. This was great. This has been done in Survivor in the past before, but she doesn't say anything she just speaks directly to the jury. She says, half of you are the most bitter people I've ever met in my life. You're mad at people who played a better game than you. You're mad at Mike for playing. What else was he supposed to do? You kicked him out of his own house. And then she said something about putting a barbed wire up and said, leave. Mike is the only person that outwitted, outplayed, and outlasted. The others may have done one of the three, but if you call yourself super fans, which they all do, you'll vote for who deserves it. Get over it. Prove that you're a fan. Like, hats off to Jen for that. That was awesome. She nailed it right in the head. She's so spot on. Mike played the game. Mike got everybody out. Carolyn did her thing, and Will didn't play at all. So for all of these super fans that loved the game and were so happy to finally play Survivor after 15 years or whatever, vote for the person that deserves it. So I loved that. Dan then gets up and says, Mike didn't care about the jury, and there's no necklaces to save your ass tonight. Dan, sit down. Well, he did. He was like, he went back and sat right down. And then Mike decides to apologize to Dan, which was a very real moment. And then Dan asks Jeff, hey, can I get back up there? It's so funny. So he goes back up, and then they start talking, and he says, that was the most genuine thing I've heard you say all since you broke my trust. Mike did feel bad about breaking his trust. You know, that moment when Mike decided that he, you know, that hesitation at the auction, you know, definitely messed up his game. But this apology was really real and really sincere, and it seemed like Dan really appreciated it. Then Shirin's speech was epic, and I think Shirin has probably been planning the speech for years. She has been waiting for this moment her entire life, and I'm so, so happy that she finally got it and that she nailed it. She did such an amazing job calling Mike a howler monkey who comes at you loud, and if you threaten him, he'll rip you apart limb to limb and throw feces at you. And I don't know what her obsession with these monkeys and the monkey sex and monkey feces, but Shirin's in her own world, but the howler monkey, so funny. Calls Carolyn a stingray, which Carolyn loves. She was like, ooh. She doesn't make any waves, but if she senses any threat, she'll sting you dead. And she was on the winning side of every single vote. That was such a perfect animal to relate her to. She was sneaky, and she got people out when she needed to. Then Will, you are the dead fish dragged in with the net. We willingly got dead fish, and if you take a bite, he'll poison you. He didn't have an alliance. His eyes were just glazed over, and he was an aggressive dead fish. We all go to vote, make sure that we let it be the way that Mother Nature intended it. Will was a dead fish. Everyone knew since the top 10 that they wanted Will in the end because it was a guaranteed win. So I just thought that was so spot on. Let's see what you guys have to say back in the chat room.
Well, you guys are saying a lot. Some of the jury members were definitely a little boring, but I think Sharin and Jen definitely made up for it. Marco Polo 310. Allie Peters, I agree. That was an amazing jury speech. Saul, yeah, Mike was paranoid, but he should have been paranoid. He was on the chopping block the entire time. Hinan, I loved Mike's apology as well. Jen had a great speech. Bria, I think Marco Polo 310, I do think Jen had some convincing power on some of the jury members. She, yeah, verbally slapped some sense into them. I totally agree. If Poseidon says, if Mike didn't win, 90% of the TV fans watching would have been pissed. I think that's probably true. I think a lot of people would have been okay with Carolyn winning, but I think after winning so many challenges, Mike definitely deserved to win. He definitely showed that he came to play the game and he was by himself for so long that he definitely deserved it. Jen killed it in the jury, Melissa Bag. Yeah, I agree. Saul Perez, Mike's only mistake was that auction moment. Totally. We all make mistakes. He, you know, it messed him up, but he redeemed himself by winning every single challenge. He did what he had to do. Allie Peters, Dan drives me nuts. Dan drives us all nuts, including Jeff, which we saw in the reunion, which is amazing. Yeah, Melissa voted for, or Rodney voted for Will because they both kept it real. That was such a weird moment. Let's see. Dan's just a hater, and even if he did stay, he never would have won. That's true. Is it me or the producers love bitter juries on Survivor and Big Brother? They definitely want to amp up. I mean, in my opinion, they probably want to amp up the bitterness. Let's see. I would have liked to, Melissa Begg says, I would have liked to find out more about Tyler and Carolyn's fallout. I think that's a really interesting point. I would have loved to have seen that too, because that was like a, they had a real bond. Yes, Saul. So let's go into the reunion when we see the vote come out. You know, as we all know, Mike wins again. Blue collar strong here for you, buddy. Congratulations on the big win. Anyone else notice that when he ran to go hug his mom, he almost like took her out? She almost knocked her over. But that was a sweet moment. So then they're at the reunion. They start talking about some stuff. And, you know, the best moment is when Dan is talking about, sorry, Jeff is asking Dan about all of his comments against women, and Jeff has to stand up for the show. And I love that he said that. He's like, I have to protect the show that I work on, and I have to protect its integrity. So when you go around telling people that everything you said was taken out of context, I need to, you know, do my due diligence and see if that's true or not. And I loved that he was called out. I thought this raw footage moment was really cool for, from a fan's perspective, but also I work in TV production, so I'm used to seeing raw footage, so I thought it was really cool for everyone in the world, slash everyone that watched Survivor, to get a glimpse into the behind the scenes, you know, seeing the other camera people there, seeing all the downtime, you know. We're only seeing an hour a week, and there's so much else that happens, clearly. So to be able to see all this raw footage, see how boring it is with no music, no cutaways, just one raw camera footage of Dan talking and his comment not being taken out of context was so awesome. And even Dan's shirt that said, you know, male escort, you know, Jeff being like, you know, that could be seen as offensive. And he's like, it's funny because it's male. It's like, yeah, dude, we get the joke, but some people don't find it funny. So let's see what you guys have to say about the reunion as well. The dead fish was too nice of a description for Will. That's funny, but also kind of mean. I love how Jeff showed the raw footage of Dan, especially. Yep, I agree. Would have been screwed if Dan was asked back for season 31. I don't think he ever would have won. I think people, after seeing the season, hate him enough. He would have been gone pretty soon. Yeah, Allie concerned about his mom. He was talking so much smack in the press, he should have gotten some of it back. Yeah, so it was that raw footage moment was cool. Getting, you know, the reunion could have been 5 hours long. I mean, there was so much to talk about. Rodney, you know, had so much to say. Sharon had more to say. Will had more to say. Would have loved to know more about Tyler and Carolyn. But the one moment that I thought was really interesting was when Joe, you know, beautiful, perfectly cool Joe is talking to Jeff and he says he's single, but then he looks over to Jen and they kind of like wink at each other. From social media, it looks like Jen and Joe are dating, and they definitely post a lot together, including some hearts. I definitely thought that they were together. They're even sitting next to each other. But he says he's single. So interesting to see if they just didn't want to take their relationship public or if he is, in fact, single. So would be interesting to know what you guys have to say. What else, guys? I mean, I'm going to quickly go to ABTV, the hashtag ABTV Survivor, and see what you guys had to say during the show. Yes, Jen, preach from Lisa Muniz. Happy dance at my house when Mike won. Yeah, I was happy dancing myself. What's up with Dan's dirty look to Mike? Oh yeah, Dan's look all episode. Even when Dan was like smacking his head against the board, Dan is just so dramatic. Whoever bumped into the top 10 with Mike's win is now his biggest fan. I wonder who it was. I guess Rodney should have paid attention to Mike at the beginning of the day and worked on that fire. Totally, Saul. Those are pretty much all the comments that you guys use the hashtag ABTV Survivor. Tweet at us more. I want to be hearing from you guys. I'm loving this chat room, but you guys need to be tweeting at us throughout the show so that we can bring up the conversation. The female fan base wants Joe to be single. I think the male fan base wants Joe to be single too, and gay. But I guess, you know, you can't have it both. I don't actually think Will's sincere apology was sincere. I think Will was apologizing because he had to apologize on national TV. And I like that Sharon didn't really accept it. If someone apologizes to you, if they hurt you bad enough, you don't have to accept their apology. So she kind of danced around saying that she didn't accept it. And she said, I can't accept your apology because if I accept it now, like, and other people get hurt by you, that's on me. So I really respected Sharon for saying that. I believe Dan is also sexist, but at the same time, he's just stupid and is too open with his mouth. Yeah, I can't tell if it's sexism or just dumb. He knew what he had to do. Joe needs to be single. Allie, I hope he's on Tinder. Joe, if you're listening, Allie Peters wants to find you. You heard Sierra was pregnant with Mike's child. All right, Bria, are you just starting rumors here? That would be interesting. So I guess let's, if you guys have nothing else to say, I don't have anything else to say. This was an incredible season. I loved, CBS got really lucky that one white collar, one blue collar, and one red collar made it to the end. I definitely don't think they actually expected it to happen, but it was pretty cool that they did. And next season's going to be interesting. You know, you guys voted. We all voted for the cast. So hopefully some of your, you know, real favorites get to make it. It's going to be so sick to see people from season 1 and 2 play against people from this past season. I personally don't understand how people can just go right back. I don't really get how this new season works. They just got on a bus. Like, are they actually going or was that just, you know, was that fake? Because what do you do? Call your boss? Be like, hey, boss, I'm going to be going to the Survivor finale tomorrow, and that's when I'm going to find out if I'm going to play again. Might be at work tomorrow, but I might be going to an island. So can I, like, let you know tonight if I'm coming into work tomorrow? And if I don't come into work tomorrow, can I have my job when I come back in 30 days? Unless I win $1 million, in which case I don't need my job because I'll be how does that work? How do you tell your family members? I just don't get it. So on that note, we're going to wrap it up. Thank you guys for an amazing season. Thank you guys for watching. Again, tweet at me at Jeff_Thurm and on Instagram. Always use the hashtag ABTV, whatever the show is, to start the conversation. Check us out on YouTube, on AfterBuzzTV.com, on SoundCloud. Ratings, comments, whatever. Thank you guys for an amazing season. I will see you all soon. Thank you.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. to watch or listen to other After shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.